All right, we're in Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis. We're now going to be learning the laws of Chazora, returning food on Shabbos. So the Shulchan says, Kira Shehi Grufa. Now look at the things. They're going to be itemized as we go along. And you're trying to spot the five conditions you have to have. Number one, the stove, that is Grufa. You've taken the coals out. So that's number one. You've removed the flame, the source of the heat, covered it up. Take the knob off, cover the knob, put a blech on, whatever one. So that's condition number one's right there. The heat has been covered up, uketuma, or removed, whatever. V'notalakter meleha, and you took the pot off from the stove. Afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Mutarlach zira, you can return it under the following conditions. Now, we already said the first condition. Okay. Next condition. Kolzman shiro sachas. It still has to be hot. All right? It's still
hot. What do you mean when you put it back?
When you put it back, it still has to be hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Says the Haggah, the Ramon. Now this is the Shulchan Aruch. You see, the Shulchan Aruch is going to have not five. Ramon adds a couple. So the Shulchan Aruch has already mentioned the fire is covered. And number two, it's still hot. He says rosachas, very hot. We'll see. So that's number two. The Ramah adds, right, and the odena biyado, the item, the pot is still in your hand. You never let go of it. All right. So you're holding on to the pot. We'll see other permutation of that, but that's basically all right. So that's number three. Ramah added number three. Shulchan Aruch continues now. Velo heinich al gabei karka, and you didn't put it on the ground. Okay. Now that means on the ground, but let's say you put it on, if you didn't let go of it, well, we'll see. Let's say you put it on a chair or things like that, but you can't put it on the ground. Okay. Now, where's the next? Okay. Well, now there are more ads. Now comes the next one. And you had in mind when you took it off that you're going to put it back. When you took it off, you're going to put it back. Okay? So now, with all those conditions, so when you're putting it back, that is a... Here's the point. The point we're trying to say is, well, let's look at it this way. If, let's say, I did not have a pot on the stove. Let's say I had a fully cooked food, completely fully cooked.
It's often.
Oh, it's in the fridge.
Okay.
Shabbos morning. Mm-hmm. Fully cooked, dry schnitzel. I said that specifically for a reason. Then I take it from the fridge, and the stove is on, or the stove is on, and I put it right on top of it. Now, from a biblical perspective, I've done nothing wrong, because it's not cooking. Warming something that's fully cooked is not cooking. I've not transgressed cooking on any level when it's a dry piece. Now, if it's cold, it's a different story. Liquid, but if it's dry, there's no problem. So what's the problem? The problem when I put something on Shabbos, it looks like I'm cooking it. Because I did the exact same thing I would do if I would cook something. So if the oven is on and I put it in the oven, I can't do that. So what do I have to do? Well, I just can't do that.
You can't do it.
Okay, what about if something is on it, on Shabbos was on,
there.
I take it off. Now, once I take it off, if I want to put it back on, I'm going to have the same problem. So now, therefore, we have to have all five conditions present at the same time. So when all five conditions are present, it does not give the appearance that you're putting it there for the first time, but everybody knows you're returning it. You see, and then no, it was
what
on the stove.
The purpose of removing it.
Oh, let's see, you want to serve it.
But they say you cannot leave your hands.
Well, you just take the pot, you take the, here, I'll show you how. Let's say I'm taking the chicken. Let's say you're going to have, you're eating now, and you want to stay warm for later.
Yeah.
So, you take the pot in your hand, serve it to everybody, and then you put it back.
Yeah, okay.
That's all. We'll discuss, but see, now when I put it back, since, right, let's go, what are the five things? Number one, it's covered.
Yes.
covered has to be to get rid of the problem. I could still stoke the coal, yeah. Maybe, right? Right? It's in my hand. I didn't put it on the ground. It's hot, and I had in mind to take it back. So everybody knows, it's clear that I just was trying to return it. And since I just wanted to return it, then it will never give the perception that people will think as I'm cooking it for the first time. That's the thing. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues, though. We're not out of the woods yet. Vidavka, okay. So now two of these were added by the Ramah. It's very important to know that. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch only mentioned three conditions. The fire was covered. Okay. It's hot. And you didn't put it on the floor. Kram, you only need these three. Ramah added, still in your hand. And that's the hardest ones. And you had in mind to put it back. Those are the two that are the trickiest. Having it covered, okay, it's on a blech. Finished. I took care of that before Shabbos. Right? If it's still hot, it's still hot. I mean, either it's still hot or it's not still hot. Right? I didn't put it on the ground. Most of us don't put it on the ground. Right? So I'd say, okay, how about if I just put it on the counter, which is not the ground. And I really wasn't thinking about putting it back. But it's still very hot. It's still hot. And I didn't put it on the ground. So that's going to make a big difference. So let's say you're serving soup. Uh-huh. So... And we'll discuss, well, why you just serve it while it's on top of the flame, you'll ask. Well, there's other issues that we may have to discuss. If you can do that, are you allowed to take food off of a pot, out of a pot when it's still on the flame? That's another set of halachas we have to look at. There's problems with that in certain circumstances. So therefore, if you want to remove it in order to serve it, question is then you want to put it back. So therefore, that's where that issue becomes an issue. But right away, the Shulchan Aruch adds, "V'dafka al gaba, only on top of the stove can you put it, even with these five conditions, aval letocha, but to put it into the stove, osir, that's not allowed." And that was in their types of stoves. U'betaner, and remember, a taner makes things much hotter. Osir lachzir, you can't return afilu garfakatom, even if it is covered up the flame. Vadin lakupa, similarly a kupa, another type of stove. Hisiku begefes ve'esim. If you cooked it with the olive, what do you call it, garbage, and the wood. Okay, now, but we really there was one more condition, and the Ramah adds one more. But this is obvious. V'davka shatavshul mavushul kol tzarko. Also, the food had to be fully cooked to begin with. Because if it's not fully cooked to begin with and I put it back, you're going to be cooking it again. Vaz mutter. So that's allowed. So that's something the Ramah adds.
It has to be
fully cooked. Well, that you're doing that not because for laws of returning, because of the laws of Bishol. Because then you're actually going to be cooking it. Okay? Vaz mutter. And then it is allowed. Okay? Let's... Allowed what? Whoa, man. Lahach zero. Then you can return it. Afilu kirachas, even onto another stove. Avoli, let's say from one burner to another burner. One stove to another, doesn't matter. Avol im lo nispashal kol tzarko, if it's not fully cooked. Aser afilu osakir. You can't return it back to that stove, obviously, because that would be a problem of cooking. Now it's a whole other thing. The Yeshom, remember those who say, the calls that everything we just said, Eina us, it's only prohibited. Rakish and Natum and Akira Mibodron. That's if you took it off the stove before Shabbos and want to return it on Shabbos. Loch Zirat Shechashech, he didn't return until it got dark. Aval, Im Lakacha Misham Mishachashko. What if you took it when it was dark? It was on the stove the whole time. You only took it off after it was Shabbos. Afil nichol gabei karka, even put it on the ground, mutter, it's okay. So he takes that thing off completely. V'chei nogim, and that's the custom, lahakol to be lenient, but tanurim shalom with our types of stove. Sheish lam din kira has a law of a kira. The same constant dream of kira, and we rely on the lenient opinion. However, v'tov lahachmer, but it's good to be strict. Miu, but im nitzdanin, if it cools off totally, then the kuli almi also, everybody, you can't put it back on.
So then you can release it from your hands too once you put it on your ground. It doesn't say that, but it's obvious.
Well, we will see. Some say dim hotzi machol min hatanur. If you take food out of the stove, also nichol bekor mivuksosos, you can't put it on top of pillows or blankets. There'll be other issues. Mm-hmm. Others say the kol shehu samuch lechashecha, anything that's close to dark time, or samuch leboruchu, close when you say boruchu shukavol shabbos, you know that's our kavol shabbos. Imu samuch kol kach, if it's that close to shabbos, she needs stanek there. If the pot became cold, yefsher lahartiha. You can't get it burnt. You can't get it too hot while it's still daytime. Dina Kamoba Shabbos, the laws like Shabbos. Atzmo. All right, there's way too much in one gulp over here. We're going to have to back it up and do some Mishnah Berurah now. There's a lot going on over here. Which
known days.
We're getting there. Nun Bays. She grew for Ketuma. The coals have to be covered or removed. Avaleinu gor for Ketuma, if it's not being covered or removed, usher, you can't do it. Afilu b'im stamik v'ralo, even if it would be worse to put it back on. V'chein b'taner, and even with a taner, afilu gor for Ketuma, even if the coals are removed, it's not allowed. Okay, nun gimel afilu b'Shabbos. If you remove the plate, the pot, even on Shabbos, Delo tema, don't say Delo hitiru chachamim el kishanadler v'Shabbos u'machzor v'Shabbos. Don't think they only allowed it when you removed it before Shabbos and returned it right before Shabbos. No. We can even take it off on Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos. Even many times, you may do it if the conditions are met. And now the first conditions. Second condition. Nundad, kolzman shi rosachas. As long as it's rosachas, it means very hot. Pratza, this detail. That should be very hot. Eina doma lechol niskar sif say it's not like any other the other conditions that were mentioned in the sif. Why? Let's say still in your hand, or you want to put it back. With them, atamhu delohi tiracham in chazor kimozep. The reason is because the rabbis didn't allow returning except in this way, because that was their way to allow the dafka in these ways to make it recognizable that you're not putting there for the first time. But here, that has to be very hot. It has nothing to do with the point of returning, but the time is who the cave and the stalik mersisicha. Once it's not hot anymore, which is what? Sheni yatzoletus bo. It's not yatzoletus. It doesn't mean boiling hot. Yatzoletus, remember. Now we have to be strict on this end. It would be about 170. Now it's a problem of cooking again. If we're dealing with a moist liquid. If the soup has cooled down, that's below yatzoletus bowl. So when you put it back on, you're going to recook it.
But you remove the coals.
It doesn't matter. There's that's heat. The stove is hot. The stove can be hot for 2 hours still. It can still be hot for 2 hours. You've covered over the burners, right? You covered over the coals. You don't have to remove the coals. Remember, even just covered up. The problem is
we're not going to cook when it's covered.
But it can cook it, though. It can cook it. It is still hot. Why are you putting it back? Because it's still hot. But it's how is it still warm? Because it's still warm.
Warm, not hot.
Warm enough to cook it.
Okay.
It's warm enough to cook it. So it has to be. So we'll see. Ulafi Masha Pasuk Ramah Sham Sif Tosva Baga Nagul Hokol. Ramah says later on, we're lenient that there's no problem going. Imloni, it hasn't totally cooled off from its warmth, and therefore you can return it if it is not totally cooled off. All right, we'll have to stop over here, and we're going to now begin the Tanya call.